From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to rid Turkey of people involved in Friday's failed coup attempt as authorities continue to carry out arrests of those allegedly responsible. Around 6,000 people have been detained. State-run media reports an aide to Erdogan is among those detained after the coup attempt. Erdogan said authorities will continue to pursue supporters of exiled Islamist cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Erdogan has blamed for the coup. Gulen has been living in the United States since before Erdogan came to power. He condemned the coup and denied he had anything to do with the military revolt. During a visit Sunday to Luxembourg, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said they have not yet received an official extradition request from Turkey.
We fully anticipate that there will be questions raised about Mr. Gulen. And obviously, we invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny. And the United States will accept that and look at it and make judgments about it appropriately.
Turkish officials have arrested judges and military officers in connection with the attempted plot. French police Sunday released the estranged wife of the truck driver who ran down nearly 300 Bastille Day revelers in the resort town of Nice, but are still questioning six others to see if the attacker was acting alone. The woman, the mother of attacker Mohamed Lahouage Bouzlel's three children, had been arrested Friday. This is VOA News.